Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati. Making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Go ahead. Hit a guard for me, Maz. Hit
here
it well.
Go.
Chuck it.
Ooh. Oh, you nailed one.
Isaiah Wynn from Georgia. He's a projected first-round pick, Maz. Star running backs Nick Chubb and Sony Michael generated most of the buzz for SEC champion Georgia in 2017, but their flashy senior campaigns, Murray, were certainly enhanced by stellar blocking up front with wins at left tackle paving the way.
That's actually Sony Michelle.
Oh, whatever. So he's, I guess he's listed as a guard here, but he played tackle at Georgia.
All right.
How about them apples?
Beautiful.
Okay.
It means he's versatile. We like versatility, too.
Okay, I'm going to put him on the board.
With the 23rd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Isaiah Wynn, tackle, Georgia.
Wow. They said tackle, Mike.
Yeah.
They didn't say guard. They said tackle.
They announced him as a tackle. Most of the league looks at him as a guard, but he fits what Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach at New England Patriots, looks for. He's under 6'3". He's a left tackle conversion for most of the league. However, in New England, he might be a left tackle. He pops out of his stance. He fits a zone scheme. And trust me, Dante Scarnecchia will get this kid. He's one of the best quick set pass player, pass protection guys I've seen in college football in years.
All right, welcome back to the program. Another successful Felger and Maz big board selection. We gave you their current starting left tackle 2 years ago. This is me coming to you from my home office. You can see down in my basement, that's my set. And you can see over here, let me just show you what I got going on over here. That's the Felger and Maz big board presented by the Peterson School. All right, so
yes.
We're going to put this on my chalkboard. There you see your centers and your guards. The centers have four names versus three because there was controversy last time. There was controversy a couple days ago where Maz called out a name that did not, the people went to the tape and they said, no, it didn't hit that name. It hit another name, Maz. And so what we've got is Luke Jariga from Western Michigan is there, but you really hit Cesar Ruiz from Michigan, not Western
Correct.
Michigan, Michigan. So there you see the discrepancy right there. That's our first bit of controversy with the Felger and Maz big board. But anyway, the Felger and Maz big board is brought to you by our friends at the Peterson School. So what we do is we chuck markers at a draft magazine. Usually we do it to each other in the studio, but today, because conditions being what we are, we got the wood and we got my daughter Emma. So let's get a shot of the wood here if we can, please. Yep. There she is. Hey, Wood. What's up? You ready, girl? Okay. Come on over here. Come on over here. She's going to shoot it. And my daughter, Emma. Say hi, Emma. Okay. Emma's going to chuck the markers. And this is the camera work is not as fancy as Maz's yesterday. I know. It's sort of ghetto.
Shaky.
What are you doing? No.
Just... I'm getting nauseous.
Yeah, me too.
Go over there and shoot it. All right. So
it's
hold
like
on.
Having vertigo.
Hold on. Do we got it? Do we have the shot? Are we ready?
Oh, yeah. No,
okay,
we're good now.
By.
I can see you loud and clear.
Okay, now, Emma, don't F this up and don't hit me. You understand?
Hit him in the head, Emma.
Okay. Chuck it. Spin it. Make it make a mark and don't miss. Go ahead.
Get him right in the onion.
Okay. Okay, this is an interesting guy. Prince Tega Wanago. Or how do you pronounce that, Murray? Do you know?
I have no idea.
He's a guy from Auburn. Prince Tega Wanogo.
Wanogo.
Okay.
I like Wanogo better.
I want to go with him.
Okay, so that's the first one. We're going to do two different magazines, try and get a nice spread of names on that. Okay. Go ahead. Now, really make a mark, Emma. Don't be afraid. Spin the thing.
Throw it.
Do it again. It didn't leave a mark.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, there you go. Yep. That definitely did. Alex Taylor, South Carolina State. There's the mark right there. That goes for Alex Taylor, South Carolina State. We'll get one more, and then we'll try and set the camera and get you out of your seasickness here of watching us try and tape this thing. One more.
Yeah, Murray, I got tickets to a concert. You want to go?
Oh, that was horrible. One more. I'm gonna call that Trey Adams. It made a mark. Trey Adams from Washington is the third one. Wood, thank you very much. Emma, thank you very much. Let me reset the camera, and then we can start to talk about these guys. So we got three names. We'll put them on the board. Prince Tega Wango. Can you want to go? I'm not even joking. This is the guy's name.
The best part of it is if you've now said his name four or five times, and every time the pronunciation has been different.
Okay. He's a 6'6", 305-pound senior out of Auburn. When he first came to the United States from Nigeria, Tego Wanago's first love was basketball.
Well, 6'6", that makes sense.
When he did turn to football, he started his career as a defensive player, not switching to offense until he arrived at Auburn. But his development over the past 2 years on the offensive side has been exciting, especially when you consider his raw tools. He has prototypical length for the outside, and he's an exceptionally nimble mover. He covers a ton of ground as a pass protector, and he has the balance and coordination to mirror effectively, Maz. Mirroring. That's a very big skill.
You got a mirror.
Okay. Here are some weaknesses. While Tego Wanago has made strides as far as improving his technique goes, he still has a ways to go in that regard. He too often struggles with power-to-speed rushers on account of setting too upright. He has heavy hands, again, with the effing heavy hands thing.
Yes, another overbearing tackle.
We read the heavy hands thing on a defensive player last week, and like that was a good thing. But heavy hands for a left tackle's bad? Anyway, he has heavy hands, but he needs to become more consistent with his hand placement, Maz, and punch timing.
Yeah, I got to be more consistent with my hand placement, too. They go to the wrong places.
Put him on the board. Prince Tega
Wanago.
Wanago.
You know, just quickly, this is a position Wanago. I think I think has a chance. You know, there are a lot of people that have the Patriots taking a tackle. Well, Murray, weren't they linked to this Josh Jones guy in Houston? Not that we hit him, but like, so they allegedly have been linked to a tackle.
Yeah, no, that is, I think, Phil Perry.
Yeah, that's
him.
Phil Perry's guy.
Either way, Maz, a lot of people think this is a need. All right, the second name, Trey Adams from Washington. He's 6'8", big fella, 6'8".
Like Solder.
Strengths: tall, imposing player with a condor's wingspan.
Yeah, the flight of the condor.
Okay. These write-ups I do love. He's got the condor's wingspan and the footwork of a ballerina. Like, what is this guy?
He's a flamingo.
The wingspan of a condor and the footwork of a ballerina. Terrific initial quickness off the snap, easily sliding to his left to force pass rushers to run a wide arc, Maz. He regained the light feet and body control in 2019 that he'd shown prior to knee and back surgeries.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Just slipped that one in there. Weaknesses.
Oh, no, there's value there.
Okay, weakness. Not the earth mover in the running game that his size suggests, relying more on quickness and angles to seal off defenders. Adams is often stood up at the line of scrimmage, failing to generate consistent movement at the point of attack. He comes with significant medical red flags, as those surgeries would suggest. All right. Either way, Trey Adams.
it's a long way of saying he's not tough.
Trey Adams, Washington, put him on the board. Here's your final
name. You said he's 6'8". How heavy is he? Does it say there? He's going to be,
yeah,
what,
hold
315?
On one second. He's 6'8", 306, so kind of a rail. You know?
Yeah. Still, they're going to have to replace the toilets in Foxborough. They draft that guy.
Here's Alex Taylor, the final selection. He's also 6'8", 308. He's a graduate or a senior at South Carolina State. Strengths: complements his massive frame with impressive agility and does not back down from a physical challenge. He has better footwork than his experience would suggest, showing balance and lateral agility when mirroring edge rushers. He uses his incredibly long arms to fend off opponents, steering them away from the ball carrier. Weaknesses: has relatively slim limbs.
Spindly.
Poor slim limb fellow.
He's got long, slim limbs.
It's good. Little...
Yeah, it's good for the buffet at the supermarket.
The Chris Sale of tackles.
Slim limbs. He's got slim limbs that lack the dynamite to move NFL-caliber defensive linemen. Taylor has such a high-cut frame. Now, what the hell does that mean? He has such a high-cut frame? He has such a high-cut frame, Maz.
He's like, it's like a cell tower.
This is his shoulder strength. Shoulder cut. No, a shoulder stake is what it is. He has such a high-cut frame that he struggles to win the leverage battle. He too easily is overwhelmed by bull rushers when they get into his chest, being forced back into the pocket as if he's on skates. Yeah, that's a horrible effing right
that
up there.
That guy sucks.
Yeah, I don't want that guy.
If he blows at the leverage game, he's got no chance of being picked by Belichick. Belichick, like, preaches leverage for crying out loud.
Holy crap. So put him on the board. There are your three names.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpLineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.